One of the main issues that's being discussed here at the United Nations General Assembly in New York is the ceasefire that was brokered between the United States and Russia in Syria. Now, the ceasefire is currently hanging by a thread. Allegations are being hurled. The situation is getting intense. Sergei Lavrov made clear what he thought was necessary to maintain the truce in Syria.
But without separation, Nusra, or rather the opposition from Nusra, the ceasefire is meaningless. As soon as we separate, we can have truce forever.
The U.S. has been saying that it would separate these forces from each other, but so far it hasn't happened. He also made clear that at this point, it's not really rational to expect the Syrian government to take unilateral action and have a ceasefire on their own while they continue to be attacked by opposition forces. Russia has suggested a way that the United States could effectively distinguish and separate the moderate vetted opposition from the terrorists. However, there doesn't seem to be an agreement between the United States and Russia about how to effectively carry this separation out.
We are convinced that it is not going to take long if intelligence is put on the table and the map is agreed with locations of Nusra. And then there would be no misunderstanding, no nothing. The chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, I think yesterday, said that there is no, that sharing intelligence with Russia is a bad idea.
Chairman, I do not believe it would be a good idea to share intelligence with the Russians.
And that's on the day when the Russian-American documents were made public, and they clearly, explicitly require exchange of intelligence.